coordinator of the police youth clubs, Sergeant Matt Billy, said, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the explosive eruption of La Sofria volcano, the police youth clubs had become dormant. He said, since things have been returning to some sense of normalcy, they have been busy traveling throughout the country, working with communities to revive the police youth clubs.
We have been very busy, I must tell you. From the onset, due to the COVID and the volcano, the clubs were, you know, they were a bit dormant. Some of them were, and others were, you know, struggling to continue the program. And after the mandates were lifted and the protocols were, you know, relaxed a little bit, we were able to resume our usual activities. And because of the short space of time, you know, it really, we had to sprint. Since then, we would have visited a number of clubs, trying to revive them, from Fancy all the way back down to Chateau Belair. We would have visited a number of schools, mainly primary schools in these districts, speaking to the children, educating them and informing them of the police youth club.
Sergeant Billy said they are encouraged to see the appreciation shown at the community level for the revitalization of the police youth clubs. He said they have decided to hold a police youth club summer camp from July 22nd to August 2nd at the North Union Secondary School.
It is so nice to see the principals and the teachers of these schools welcome us with open arms and even put aside their usual curriculum programs just so that we can speak to these young people. And then we were received with overwhelming joy from the youths. You know, we sang with them and we told them about the other activities, and we specifically camp. And as we mentioned camp, yeah, there was the interest of the youths peaked and they were all excited. And since then, we would have put things in place and we are scheduled to have our first summer camp in 3 years at the North Union Secondary School from the 22nd of this month, July, to the 2nd of August.
Sergeant Billy said they will continue to work with stakeholders across the country to revive all of the police youth clubs.
Now, this planned to be a grand event, you know, and we have been working towards that. We have had some fundraisers trying to help raise funds to defer the cost of the expenses that we incur, not just to us as coordinators, but for the parents and children, you know. And so these are the things that we'll be doing, trying to restructure the club, get persons to be involved in clubs that have been, you know, dormant and do not have a coordinator per se. And because of the short space of time, you know, it has been a sprint. But we are getting there, and we are working with stakeholders, persons in the community, and there are a lot of civilians who are interesting besides the police officers. And they have been coming on board, and we must say, we must have to big up the civilian coordinators. They have really stepped up and assisted us police coordinators in helping to reestablish and run these clubs. And so far, that is what we have been doing.
Coordinator of the police youth clubs across St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Sergeant Mark Billy. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.